Brethren,
as we ponder on the words that have been said, I just want to encourage us, let us not be afraid of the devil. And he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, the Messiah whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger or angel of the covenant whom you desire. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. Continue, I discuss. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Continue. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the priests, the sons of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Continue. Then will the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in ancient years. Continue. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be for you a strict witness against the sorcerers that gather against you. The Bible says there is no enchantment, there is no divination, there is no sorcery against us. That's what the Bible says. He says he will stand as a witness against the sorcerers. Now see, against the adulterers, against the false swearers. You just have to make sure your own name is not there. And against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, you have to make sure your own name is not there. Because there is something that there is somewhere that I am going to. You have to make sure your name is not in these things. The widow and the fatherless. And who turn aside the temporary resident from his right and fear not me, says the Lord of hosts. Just make sure your name is not here. Move on to the next one. For I am the Lord. Hallelujah. This is our strength. This is our strength. I'm moving on. He is the Lord. He does not change. Amen. Satan is under his feet. Amen. And that is why you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Let's say it again. Give that thing to me. For I am the Lord. For I am the Lord. I do not change. That is why you. That is why me. Me. The Son of God. I am not consumed. Amen. Hallelujah. Next verse. Even from the day of your fathers, you have turned aside from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? God is such a good God. You know, how shall we return? How shall we return that we will not be consumed? How shall we return that we may find favor? How shall we return that we may be found pleasing in the sight of the Lord? How shall we return that when the enemy comes to attack us, we can say, Satan, stop! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that. We do not need to run around like jellies. I am not saying that we will not be challenged. The Bible says that tribulation shall come. He says, but be of good cheer. And that is how we should be able to. I'm telling you. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. You cannot run away from tribulation. But I have great answers for you. Hallelujah. If you know you're right in God, you will always overcome 100 times out of 100 times. Because He is the Lord. He does not change. And that is the reason why you, your seed, and all that is yours will not be consumed. In the name of Jesus. Not because Satan will not try, but because God does not change. But you say, how shall we return? Next verse. Will a man just find your own there? You know what? Me, I like to find. You see, many people, they don't like this type of scripture. Me, I love them. Because I like to find my own there. So when I pick my own there, I will remove myself from the curse that comes against those who don't do it. And put myself in a position of blessing where I can receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So don't run away from this type of message. It is for us so that we will. God has said it before. He says, I am the Lord God. I do not change. Whether you remove your name from it or whether you run away from it and you don't do it, the God is God. He will not change. If you put yourself on the right side, it means that you're on His side for blessings. And Satan cannot touch you. But you see, if you don't do something about it, then God's hand is also tied. Because He is God. He does not change. Will a man rob or defraud God? Yet you will rob and defraud me. But you say, in what way do we rob or defraud you? See how God now ties tithes. Hey, brethren, you may have been praying. You may have been doing anything. It can just be one technical point that the devil, and you know, I know this thing works. Because when we had Ebola come against this country, I looked for every when you say as you have legal basis upon which we could stand to be able to rebuke the devil. I've said it in this place before. And the Lord says, do you bring tithes? That's what he said. Do you say, I say, bring you meat into my house, that there be meat in my storehouse, and I will rebuke the devil. Are you a tithe people? You remember? He said, Lord, we will stand before the Lord. I said, Lord, we are your tithe people. Lord, we have become not only give tithe, you see, your own. Yeah, you see, your own. You all do the barest minimum. No, barest minimum, we just get you B. I'm talking about this time. Not only will I give you tithe, Lord, I myself want to become a tithe people. Where, everywhere you go, I become your tithe person. Just throw me whatever and let me multiply. Whatever you want to me to go. So when you become a tithe, we had a tithe people. People will pray for other nations. God will say, come and pray. We will spend days, 42, did you not pray? 21 days, round. Is it for your personal things you will pray for? Nah, we will pray for America, round. With fasting and prayer, is it for yourself? We will pray for Haiti. Have you heard anything about Haiti again in a long while? You will just keep praying and praying for them. Anytime there's something to pray about, say, God, make me a tithe people. Multiply your glory, your kingdom in the nations. Hey. Then we said, Lord, the Ebola, you have no right in this country. Because God has found the tithe people. And He says, the devourer, I will be reading it for you. Is it not a plague? He does to answer. Did he not answer? He went away the same way he came. If that can happen in a nation, it can happen in your own individual life. And that's what I've come to tell you today. Stop being afraid of the devil. Now, I'm not telling you that the devil doesn't fight. You know something I tell you? Be a person of thanksgiving. Be a person of praise. The devil, that is why Judah, see, is praise. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because I know you're good. Let the words that come out of your mouth just say, God, you are faithful. I know you. That's why he said, you do not change. And that is why I know I will not be consumed. I will face this challenge, but I will overcome. In the name of Jesus. And let the... God loves that, you know. He loves it. When he hears it, he says, where is that sweet-smelling savor coming from? But when you start behaving like unbeliever, yepa, opa mio, tawo baba wo lo wa nbe, ta la le sa lo ba, high mountain wo la le lo, Zion wo la le lo, che, shilo wo la le lo. Where is the high mountain we should go? Where is the Shiloh we should go? Then God is saying, can they trust me? Can they just trust me? Trust me. Can't you just look? There are things that I'll be facing. And I say, Satan, you will ring me. Money, money. Don't you see it? I see it. Everyone will bear me.
Amen.
I see it. But I'm not afraid. Mama Bear think a history of God's faithfulness. I will begin to read the history of God's faithfulness. By the time I finish, the devil would have run away. But if it was possible you could do this for me 18 years ago, I would be dead. Holy shame. What funny about I am. The power, all power, all power, all power belongs to my God. You see, this is the kind of Christianity God is looking for. If only we can change this mentality, Satan will be afraid of us and he will run. Any small person, one small demon like this, he said, go and try them. You see, girl, shaking like the kingdom of darkness is not the sea. It's called the sacred sea. Demon can carry cocoa for what corny. No, she ain't care. And then they will just be sending those type of demons to you round and round, and you'll never even be able to break through. When they say, you will go try. They will leave you for it. This one is a big one in the hands of the Lord. You can't touch it. They will leave you for a season. Because they too don't like to be defeated. They will go, and they have limited resources. See, Satan has no power to create more demons. That's what you don't know. But every day, creativity is going on with God. So they're limited. They will now send their own forces to smaller to other people who don't know their rights. Let us be, we are a praying church. Let us be a militant church. No matter what, say to Satan, in the name of Jesus, my God is God. He does not change. Therefore, I will not be consumed. Amen. Hallelujah. I will finish this evening. So will a man rob or defraud God? Yet you rob and defraud me. But you say, in what way do we rob or defraud you? You have withheld your tithes and offerings. Go on. You are cursed. Ewo, brass the heavens. Brass ni ko move. You have cursed with the curse. For you are robbing me, even this whole nation. That was why we could stand for Nigeria. Because once we could find the tight people in the nation, we say, God, we're not robbing you. And see what he says. Bring all the tithes. Don't just bring tithes. You to become a tithe. Into the storehouse. That there be food in my house. And prove if God can return my bags. What is bags? Remember what I told you. This thing came from bags. On one trip. When my bags got missing, and it was me, I don't normally carry my bags. So the first time I was going to my in-law's place, I said, let me just carry those bags. And then it was only my box. Pastor's box did not get missing. The one from my clothes, it was the one that had all the heaviest bags inside. And I go, and I said, yay! Oh, my dear, my bags should not go for heaviest bags missing. But when I was inside the car, God said, Sarah, plain, I gave those things to you. I gave them. To you, I gave them to you. Rebuke the devourer. That was when he told me, do you bring meat to my store? You know, God had to use mundane things like that. That I thought God does not care about. For him to build a whole life for me. That nation I could stand upon the premises of the nation. Because what is back? But a nation is a nation. Ebola against a nation was a serious affair. So if God could defend my bag, and the next one he said they found my bag and bring it back to me. So it means Ebola will have to move out of there. Had it not gone. Hallelujah. food in my house and prove me. Are you proving God? Many of us are not proving God. Olorun Baba, Jehovah the great, I am that I am. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, the Yahweh of Judah. Besides whom there is no other. He who created and none, he cannot be created. In him there's no variableness, neither any shadow upon. And he says he's the one that created the world that to destroy. He says, prove me. Why aren't you proving him? Prove me now, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Continue. And I will rebuke the devourer. That is why he says, I am God, I change, and you will not be consumed. Because one to one only valley stand you, but I, because I am the one that is greater in you. I am the one rebuking you. You are more than conqueror. Hallelujah. And I will rebuke the devourer, the insects and the plagues. Ebola was a plague. Whatever it is that is eating up your finances, it's a plague. For your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Gbogbo e lo wa nbi bayi. Neither shall your vine drop its fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Continue. And all nations shall call you happy and blessed, for you shall be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Brethren, this is our portion. This is where God is taking us to. And brethren, it works. And God is not a respecter of persons. You know something, when you hear the word, don't only receive the ones that you want to hear. I want to give you one little testimony to end. You know, I told you that the Lord told me to take the load off pastor concerning, because look, let's face it now, how many months have civil servants not received salary? And majority, I saw a picture where the civil servants were holding their hands to the Lord because they had nothing to give. In the newspapers, they were just holding their hands unto the Lord when it came to tithes and offerings, because they desired to give, but they did not have to give. Now imagine all the men who are the people that many of them are civil servants, salary earners. And church still has to run. And church has staff that also have family that have to pay it. True or false? It's no matter how much you love the Lord. When the wife sits down and the children are hungry, you know how it will be. So me, I was very smart. The day pastor was going to tell me, God had quickly told me. So I told you the story. I just said, God has said that you're always smart in here. You hear God fast. I said, I hear before, did you be ashamed? If you come and tell me that God, what I know God has spoken to me. And you see, if he hadn't said it, I would have said, maybe I would just be helping you. But God, this was a commandment. So when he says it, I even need to tell you. I said, don't worry, I know it's a commandment from the Lord. And then, you know, I would do it. But you know something? He spoke one day and said, I used to do it. But he said, let it be the first. Let it always be the first. In your tithe. It's not just the 10. And you see, I don't listen to pastor as if he's my husband or as if we live in the same house. No. He's a sent one. So that day I sat down and said, you do it, Sarah. But he said the first. You what you okay? Do you understand? The salary is not enough. And you know the teachers, they don't, if you remove 10 naira, one cobble from their money, they will wait until the door until you find the change to count the money into their hand. Teachers, if you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, teachers, you are blessed. You are blessed. My mommy was a teacher, you are blessed, you are blessed, I'm a teacher, you are blessed. You will, hey, Oluwa, and you are going to call something, really, you know. My son, anything, you know, my son, no, or just come on, my son. But you know, I'll pay the same day, Lord. But let me just quickly pay the ones that I will hold my neck. These ones, they will hold my neck. But the day pastor said it, nobody knew. He said, let it be the first. first. Ah! Money said that old one, you passed on Bowie. First in me. Forever. Boy, warning. God is speaking to you. First. So I decided to change. There and there, I said, Lord, forgive me. Eat the meat to his house. And these people serving are serving the Lord. They are more important than any other thing. So I decided to do. But you know something? When I decided, my story changed. Because it is not that. I will just find out that I will have enough to pay the salary. Where I will be looking for before will be taking me so long. Somehow, it will just come and I will find myself being able to meet all my obligations for the salary of my staff. That is why I know that if you obey God, if he didn't say just bring the tithe, he said let it be the first. It's a sacrifice. It has to be to the Lord first. Before you, maybe if you start doing that, maybe it will do something. If you have something, just remove God's own from there and say, God, I prove you. And see how you will change. We practice, though. That is why we see results. We don't preach and not do. We preach and we do. God bless you. Have a good day.
What a confirmation. Hallelujah. What do you do when you are in tribulation? Mommy, I said it. I have two scriptures I just want to add. I was trying to rush and finish. But I know. By God putting that word in our heart to come and encourage us. See, God doesn't change. And once you obey his conditions, he's going to be there to defend you. But he has given us a formula, if I can call it a formula, of what to do when problem comes. It will come, but what do you do? There are actually three scriptures. One I will just mention in passing. The other two we will look at and we will close. Then we're just going to go, we'll just greet and then we'll cut some things out and then just go on for the rest of the service. Now, everybody, go in Romans 12:12. It says, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Patient. It tells you exactly what to do. It doesn't leave you in any doubt. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. That's that thanksgiving attitude. Hope of what? Hope that God is going to get me out of this mess. So I rejoice, even while I'm still inside the mess. Now, jump to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's exactly the same thing. Vows in the mouth, oath written, later was established. He says different words, but the spirit is exactly the same. 16, 17, and 18. It's a formula. I don't like the word formula. I prefer principle. But it's the same thing. What do you do? Rejoice always. Hello? Hello? When you are in tribulation, this is what you should do. Pray continually. Or pray without ceasing. That's what the King James says. In everything, what? Give thanks. It's a formula. So whenever you are facing any difficulty, this is the three. Start with thanksgiving. Then pray. Now, how do you pray? Now, this is the part that is the wahala. And mommy has told us some of the things that we have to do. Make sure you're not oppressing the widow, blah, blah, blah. All those ones are very important. You're paying your tithe. You're giving the first tenth. All that is in place. But the prayer, and this is the part I want us to look at. Look at Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to look at three verses, 26, 27, and 28. We do a great injustice to the word of God. The Bible talks about rightly dividing the word. When we wrongly divide it, many times we will just take verse 28 in isolation. You cannot. And I want it in the New International Version. 26, 27 and 28, take it together. You will get a understanding. And when I finish now, you will know exactly what to do in every situation. My wife and I have done it in thousands of situations over the years. It has worked. It works. Look at what it says. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Let's paraphrase that and say the Spirit helps us in our tribulation. The Spirit helps us when we are in trouble. The Spirit helps us when there is problem. Don't go to man, oh. God will use men later after you have prayed. But your confidence will not be in man. He says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our what? Inside it. Inside the weakness. Inside the tribulation. Now, he now tells us what to say. For we do not know. When you have problem, you know you are short of words. The Bible says Job could not talk for 7 days. You know how it is when you are in a difficult problem. We do not know. I don't hear you. What we should we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. This goes beyond just praying in tongues. You pray in tongues also, and groaning and confession of the word, you know. But he's telling us about the next verse, which is 27. And He who searches our hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance to the will of God inside that tribulation. Inside that problem. Verse 28 is the last one. And we know, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Are you listening to me? And we know, when a problem comes and you begin to pray, the Holy Ghost inside you, you begin to know. You won't see the problem answer, but in the heart. That is why prayer and thanksgiving, they go hand in hand. As you are praying, you begin to see God, they begin to give you thanks. You be an attitude of thanksgiving. And we know that in all things, this is the best translation of this verse I have found in any of the Bibles. Because this captures the real spirit. Or the other one said, you know, all things work together. That's not really what he's saying. This is the correct thing. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those that love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Exactly what Mama was saying. You know what you're going to do? You have to put God to work inside that tribulation. You have to create an avenue through which God... You see, it's God who's going to rebuke the devourer. But He has to have an avenue through which to come through. So in all things... So what do you do in tribulation? Let's revise it. And let's get it. The first thing, when you have problem, tribulation and all of that, good God, thank Him, not for the tribulation inside it. Receive cleansing of the blood. It doesn't matter what you may have done, that's not important. God is on your side. He wants to help you. He's not finding fault. That's why He gave us His blood. The blood is part of the weaponry for fighting. For heaven's sake, it's part of my weapons. So I clean with the blood to make sure that everything is open. Then I receive life. Then I start praying in the Spirit. You see, when I'm in problem, this has happened to me thousands of times over the years. Sometimes the problem is so big, I can't pray with understanding. I can't start to think even about what I'm going to pray. No wonder He said, we do not know. I just start praying in tongues. First of all, am I even going to grow? Just quietly, just at the little I can do. Father, thank you. I know you are with me. You will not leave me. You will help me in this situation. The more I pray, the stronger I get. The more I pray, the stronger I get. Sometimes I pray for 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, then light starts coming. Understanding about the situation. Maybe go and see this person, or go and do this, or go and do that. Understanding. And because I'm praying, God has started walking inside the situation. And you know what? What Satan meant for evil, God will now take it and turn it around for your good. This is the solution. It's a mixture of prayer, of thanksgiving, you know, and the word of God. You put in, it's a mix. You use the word, like Jesus, when we talk about Jesus in Tamil, it is written. You use thanksgiving. You use praying in the spirit, and of course the blood of Jesus to cleanse, you know, in every tribulation. Just do that thing. When you begin to do it, initially you won't feel like doing it. Then God will start working inside the situation. And then he will now come up and he will rebuke, and then you pay your tithes and all of that. He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So that waste that he created is. That is why he is the one who made the devil. So that there is no thing the devil can make that can prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper when the creator of the waster is on your side. Give Lord a hand. I'm going to say it again. No weapon that is formed against you can prosper when the creator of the waster is walking on your side. But you've got to let him work. And you do it by thanksgiving, the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, praying the Spirit. This is the formula. When you are in problem, in your weakness, that's why he's there. That's why he's called helper. In Rolowa, I'm not going to run to man. The first place I go is God. Then when I now get direction from God, if God is going to use certain men, I may still go to man. But my trust is never in the man. It's in the God who is going to make the man help me. God will use men, oh, but my trust is not in man. And if one person does not let God use him, God will use another one. Give the Lord a clap offering. This thing mommy has shared with us this morning that I've just capped up will make you more than a conqueror. It does not matter. Know who you are in God. So anytime you have a problem, go back to your God. Receive your claim. Even if you have sinned, it doesn't matter. You see, it's not your sin that is the problem. The problem is the block that it caused. So remove it with the blood of Jesus. Repent. Like mommy said, go through that list. Fatherless, widow, all of that. God, I won't do that again. That one, I've changed. God, help me. That one, my tithe, the first is not the last one, ten. First one, ten. Egba. Then you now open the door for God to walk. Only God can help the waster. And God will not help the waster. He's finished. The waster himself knows. He's afraid of God. Very afraid of. Satan is very afraid of God. Not afraid of you if you don't know who you are. But if you know who you are, you hook up with God, he becomes afraid of you too. That's why it says, resist the devil and he will flee. Pick grace. Pick grace. He will run. He's very afraid. Because when you open your spiritual arsenal and you let God out, no devil, they have not yet been manufactured. They don't make them that big. Every devil that comes against you, we overcome him. Amen. So leave this place with a warrior mentality. And I'm going to say it to Yoruba, in our language, that means let your eye be on fire. You know, Jesus' eyes are on fire. Could I say from Igbo? I couldn't help that. I have to say that. It's not like some of our people. It's from the fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Not hemp. Fire. So your eye will be shining. The devil will be afraid. You know, when the devil sees a Christian whose eyes is shining and his eyes is full of fire like Jesus, he will run from you just like he runs from Jesus. Everybody stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
sing God,
the upward way, new heights and gain.
Sing every day,
still praying love, I onward bound, Lord plant my feet.
Heart.
Raise your other hand to God. We're going to higher ground. We're going to high places. Yeah. You know why? God's about to move the church to another level. Somebody said, new level, new devil. But chill. Don't worry about the devil. You're going to deal with him. Are you listening to me? Now raise that hand. Put the other hand on your heart. Say, Father.
Father.
I didn't hear you. Father.
Father.
I confess our sins. And so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me, making it clear to me that you are good and you change not. And it is for that reason I am not and I will never be consumed, because I will stay constantly in touch, connected with you, the God who is good, the God who does not change. In every tribulation, in every trial, in every test, I will thank you because I know you are good. I will come to you. I will confess my sin. I will receive the cleansing of your blood. I will receive your life. I will pray in the Spirit. I will declare your word. And as I do this, I know you will be working inside the situation, causing all things to work together for my good, causing me to always triumph in Christ Jesus, causing me to always be victorious, causing me never to be consumed, because you change not. In Jesus' name. Nekatalamato. Nikala mashala. Lipriketo finingi tos. Zefrika. Lopriningi kakato. Nongo toto koko. Telamashala. Lipretalamatu fredengas. Zafrika. Lipranematos kishto fre. Langere kishto fre. Lumbrigi tushko fre. Tolomatangas. Telamatu freshe. L'ombre de l'air, nous que t'as, j'ai que tout fini, ni fridilia, j'ai que t'as, nous fridilia, j'ai la prière, tout fridilia, non fridilia, nous fridilia, tout fridilia. In Jesus' name, you can sit, be seated. I cannot tell you how important. Because my wife has no idea what I'm going to preach. And God has used her like a John the Baptist as a forerunner for the main message that's going to come. God is getting us ready. And he's equipping us. God is not a careless God. He's sharpening us and getting us ready to deal and overcome the challenges that are ahead. One of the greatest things a Christian has to have in this day is to lose complete fear of the devil. Completely. Completely. And be ready to battle him. Fight. The Bible calls it a good fight. And like David Ingalls says, and quoting Kenneth Hagin, a good fight is a fight that you win. That's why it's called a good fight. If you lose the fight, it's not a good fight. A good fight is the one that you win. Don't your neighbor say, a good fight is one that you win. I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. So we're going to do that.